101.5. I am Bill Spady. As promised, another hero New Jersey attorney joins us now to talk about a lawsuit against the federal courts who are forcing lawyers now to, if they're going to appear before federal court, to not only show proof of vaccination, but if they can't do that, to show a negative PCR test. Notwithstanding the absurdity of all of this, the reporting inaccuracies, the fact that vaccinated people get and spread COVID, the very fact that a person could be denied their constitutional right to have representation over COVID is completely outrageous. Joining me now, New Jersey attorney Ron Baruti. Ron, good morning. Welcome to New Jersey 101.5. How are you?
Thanks, Bill. I'm fine. Thanks for having me.
So, first of all, thank you for standing up and taking this fight. And I know that you and Dana will work out who's going to be in touch with that young man from Rutgers, that student athlete. And I appreciate the quick response on that. But let's talk in the couple of minutes we have. What is your lawsuit? What do you hope to accomplish? First of all, what is going on? And then why just sue? And what do you hope to accomplish?
Yeah, thanks, Bill. Well, first thing I want to say is I'll make sure that it's clear that I have great respect for the federal courts in New Jersey, and great respect for Judge Wolfson, who we've named as a defendant in a lawsuit. But unfortunately, Judge Wolfson entered an administrative order. She's the chief judge, and the order precludes attorneys without vaccine cards or who do not have a negative test from entry into the courthouse. So I was forced to be in my car for argument while two of my adversaries in the case were in the courtroom, and I objected. And long story short is that I ended up having to file this lawsuit to vindicate my rights and the rights of other attorneys.
And as an attorney, I mean, the obvious difference between being in the courtroom with the judge and being in your car on Zoom, it's not a fair representation for your clients, right? I mean, the odds are stacked against you if you're doing that.
I don't know if the odds are stacked against me, but just part of being a lawyer is being able to stand, to see the body language of the court, to see the body language of your adversaries, to see what how the jury looks, and to be seen. And there's definitely an advantage of seeing people in person versus being in Zoom. Otherwise, there'd never be a reason to appear in court at all. We just appear on the screen all the time.
Yeah. So what do you hope to accomplish with this, that you will get this thrown out, and this could have impacts to every lawyer out there? And how does this work? Will this go all the way to the Supreme Court? Could this be decided in the actual court that you're suing in? How does that work?
Yeah, so my partner Gwyneth Murray Nolan and I, we've filed a number of federal cases with regard to vaccines, masking, critical race theory, et cetera. We always pitch our cases to go to the United States Supreme Court. We try to file federally because we believe that's where our ultimate shot's going to be with these things. This is all uncharted waters. But we're seeking a national injunction here, and we're seeking to have an order entered that no federal court can preclude an attorney from entering the courthouse because of vaccination status. And that's the ultimate goal.
Rod, did you ever think we'd be having this conversation in 2022? It's wild, isn't it?
There's so many conversations that I never thought we'd be having, but they're all happening.
Yeah, they're all happening. Well, look, thank you, Ron. Thank you for stepping up and doing this. We will certainly check back in with you. Are you looking at the next few weeks that you'll hear something, next few months? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, we should have, there's a hearing has been set for September 6th.
Okay.
We'll see if something happens before then, though, because I've tried to expedite it again.
Great.
And we'll see what happens.
Stay in touch with me. Text me with the update, and then I'll get you back on air then. And then I'm launching a new podcast in the fall, and I want to have you on for a longer conversation about this and just generally speaking how important it is to have a lawyer fighting for your rights. Thank you, Ron. Appreciate everything you're doing.
Thank you, too, Bill.
All right, bye. Take care.